Soybeans are used throughout the world for a variety of purposes. They provide both a source of food as well as oil. Through the conversion of the oil into biodiesel, they can provide a source of fuel as well. Soybean oil is comprised of saturated fats, monounsaturated fats, and polyunsaturated fats, which are of interest for biodiesel production. The components of the polyunsaturated fats are alpha-linolenic acid, linoleic acid, and oleic acid. These fats all have different chemical structures and stereochemistry, or physical shape. In order to make biodiesel, the oil undergoes a process known as transesterification. This process removes the carbonyl group, carbon double bonded to oxygen, that is attached to a carbon and hydrogen chain. The chain is then attached to an alcohol group. The different acids in soybean oil can be separated via their melting point. These acids can then undergo transesterification in order to produce biodiesel of different compositions. These blends can then be tested for efficiency, emission, and cleanliness. Once the ideal blend of biodiesel is identified, a concerted effort is put forth to produce a soybean which produces the blend of acids that are ideal for soybean biodiesel. This is achieved by crossing lines which have certain characteristics such as high oleic acid, linoleic acid, or alpha-linolenic acid with those which produce high yield for soybean oil production. Their offspring are then inbred with each other in order to produce a recombinant inbred line of the sixth generation. The offspring of that generation are then tested in order to determine whether or not any offspring contain acid levels which are ideal for soybean production. Those lines can then be either maintained as breeder stock for anyone who would want to continue research, or crossed with elite lines in order to produce lines which would have higher yield, disease resistance, etc., etc.